last week, four Howard County teenagers were charged with hate crimes for allegedly defacing their school with racial slurs and swastikas. Earlier this week, a Howard County Circuit judge denied a request by lawyers for two of the teens to drop hate crime-related charges, ruling the First Amendment does not apply in this case because the racial slurs and swastikas were scrawled on public property. WYPR's Mary Rose Madden reports that some Maryland students, parents, teachers, and principals are pushing back against hate incidents with a message of diversity, understanding, and empathy.
Dozens of students are gathering together for after-school meetings at Julius West Middle in Rockville. In the cafeteria, it's math club, but in this library, about 26 7th and 8th graders are sitting down to talk about the first day of Spirit Week.
I think Wednesday is tie-dye / rainbow day, Thursday is sport day, and Friday is class color day.
But this Spirit Week is not about school pride. It's about confronting bias and hate incidents in their school.
We talk about how we can prevent this stuff from happening, and we could like make sure like it never happens again in anywhere.
D'Angelo Reyes is a sixth grader on this committee that uses a curriculum called No Place for Hate. It's designed to cultivate an environment of inclusiveness through school-wide lesson plans, table talks, and sometimes by watching a video and discussing it. Students are expected to lead the charge. It's based on the idea that kids listen to their peers more than they listen to adults. So the kids are wearing No Place for Hate bracelets, pins, yellow bandanas, yellow t-shirts, lots of swag to start spreading their message. No Place for Hate is new at Julius West, and Kai Bennett Young, another sixth grader, says when he tells his friends he's going to organize an event or a discussion, their reaction is often harsh.
Yeah, a lot.
Like, some of my friends would be like, that's kind of weird, but I feel like it's the right thing to do, and you shouldn't bully others, and you shouldn't hate somebody just because of their culture, their race, their religion, or anything. Like, they might have, like, a different skin tone than somebody, like, than you, but they're still, like, equal. They're still human beings.
According to Maryland State Police, hate crimes and hate incidents increased by more than 30% in 2017. And according to the Maryland State Department of Education, incidents of school bullying also went up by more than 30% in that same year. Data for 2018 is not yet available. The Anti-Defamation League created the No Place for Hate program almost 20 years ago. In the last 2 years, Maryland has seen the program grow from only two schools to now 36. Seth Gordon-Lipkin is the education coordinator for ADL's Washington, D.C. regional office. He says in order for this program to work, you need supportive principals, and they need to let the students shape the conversations.
So it's not necessarily a plug-and-play kind of program.
Every school is unique, so the students need to craft their own plans for how to combat bigotry, prejudice, and racism.
So in some schools, that might take the form of in-classroom lesson plans. In other schools, that might be extracurricular activities, rallies, and school-wide demonstrations.
Every year, Gordon Lipkin points out, the students change and the issues change. So the No Place for Hate program needs to be modified. All that takes time. Gordon Lipkin says some schools have been hesitant to give up time during the school day for a curriculum that isn't focused on academics. But students are learning, he argues, and what they're learning is important.
Students are the primary voices in understanding what's already taking place and developing initiatives in order to respond to them.
This is the first year No Place for Hate is at Julius West Middle, and the teachers are counting on these students to be honest and upfront about what they see in their school.
Just to get us started, I want to hear from students for our kickoff in the cafeteria. What was your experience? So how about we start with this middle table here? Jonathan.
Blair Freeman, a resource teacher of special education, is asking for feedback from the kids at the meeting. They tell her a lunchtime event that kicked off Spirit Week and was supposed to introduce students to No Place for Hate and encourage them to participate was chaotic.
Okay, so a little chaotic, a little work for next time. Okay, thank you. Nick, Jonathan?
They saw a lot of stickers tossed on the floor and kids goofing off. Overall, they say the meaning of the event was lost. The teachers at this after-school meeting take the feedback and agree to fan out around the school more. don't expect the program to go well right off the bat, one teacher tells them. Maureen Costello is the education coordinator for the Southern Poverty Law Center. She says No Place for Hate isn't the only anti-bias program out there, but it's received very good reviews from students. It can be tough to start candid conversations about prejudice, but it's a must, Costello says.
Schools that kind of embrace the messiness of our politics and our human condition and recognize that there's racism in our society and there's sexism and homophobia and all those other things and see their role as tackling that will produce much better students in the long run and better citizens.
There's data on bullying, but there's not much data on hate crimes in schools. In the past, many schools didn't report hate incidents, Costello says, because they drew negative attention to the school. The schools hid behind what she calls a privacy curtain.
A lot of schools don't talk about hate crimes per se. And remember, too, that not every state has the same hate crimes laws.
The incident at Glen Elg High in Howard County last spring, when four seniors allegedly spray-painted swastikas on fences and signs, racial epithets on the sidewalk, and anti-gay language on the school building itself, got national attention. School leaders gathered the community and denounced the hateful messages.
We put together a group, a coalition of community people together.
Kevin Gilbert is the director of inclusion and diversity at Howard County Schools.
We immediately pushed back against what those individuals had done, that they were charged with a hate crime.
He says those incidents got a lot of attention.
That's on a larger scale.
But it's more common in schools to hear racist as well as anti-Semitic, anti-immigrant, and anti-LGBTQ remarks in the hallways. The superintendent of Howard County Schools, Michael Martirano, has made Howard County the first school district to bring No Place for Hate to every middle school in the county. Their kickoff event is in January. I'm Mary Rose Madden for 88.1 WYPR.